Blog Talk Radio. God Pro.
Draw me close to you. Never let lay it all down, yeah. He'll see that I'm free. You are mine.
Some of you need to close your eyes right now. Talk to the Lord and say, I see you. It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise him even in the midst of a trial.
Come.
Let us. to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore him. Thank you, Lord.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of kings and Lord of lords.
Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Well, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Blessing to be right here on Blob Talk Radio, coming from the studios of the Spoken Word Radio Station. I want to thank God for all those that have been listening to us. Of course, I say that every time I come on, but it is always good to be grateful. So I want to thank God for those that have been listening to us around the world and those overseas. We appreciate you listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And in the coming weeks, months, we're going to be having some guests coming on, and we're going to have a topic that we're going to be talking about. So get ready for our new thing that we're going to do right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Well, again, I greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. I want to also tell you that if you're ever going through anything and you need someone to talk to, you need someone to pray for you, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is always open for you. And you know, one thing about it is when you're going through and you don't know who to turn to, it's always good to know that you have somebody that you can count on. Well, I want to let you know that you can count on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Ministry and Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. Our prayer line is open to pray for you every day. That prayer line is open, and not only is it open for you every day, but when you're going through your lows and you see no way out and you're wondering how in the world that you're going to make it, remember these words. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob says to you that when you're going through, he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. Well, let me tell you, we're always here for you, and not only are we always here for you, we're here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. And as I said, if you need prayer, you can always call 803-766-0335. Again, that's 803-766-0335. We're here to pray for you and to believe God for your miracle. Also, if you have a testimony, you can always call into our live show here, because we want to hear the testimony. We really do. We want to hear testimonies of how God has brought you out, how God has blessed you, and we want other people to hear it. So if you ever have a desire to give your testimony, give me a call right here at the radio station. That telephone number is 516-666-9901. 516-666-9901 right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show.
Open your mouth and say, Lord, release it. I've sown my seed and I've given you glory. Say, I have declaratively praised you. So I wait expecting my blessing right now. Applaud God in this room, everybody. Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again. Woo! I'm so glad today I heard.
I'm so glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly.
Clearly.
Now I'm grateful.
Grateful.
And love you.
Love you.
And praise you.
Praise you. You gave me another chance.
I was broken.
Things you know I've been through.
Sing them, Miranda.
Gave me strength that I can endure.
In the secret place I'm dwelling.
In the secret place I'm dwelling.
Safely.
Ever so bravely.
Your foundation standing sure.
Gave me another chance.
I was broken.
reach. Give it to me. I need a blessing right now. Really release. Give it to me, yeah. I need blessing right now. Everybody say, release.
Yes, yes, deliver me. Lord, I need a blessing right now. Release. John P. Key right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And it is a blessing to know when you're going through, or even when you ain't going through and you need a blessing, or you need to ask God, Lord, release that blessing and give it to me. Well, I said if you have asked that you have them. Well, good afternoon at 12:27 right here at the Spoken Word radio station, and it is a blessing to always come on Blob Talk Radio, and we've been here now for over 15 years on the radio, talking and not only talking, but helping those that are going through problems and situations. Well, let's go into our inspirational message here. What can we say today? You know, the Bible says in the scripture, the Bible says, what shall we say to these things? Shall tribulation, shall persecution, nakedness, peril, sword? Say, nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. Well, if I should talk about anything this afternoon, I want to kind of talk about if God said it, I believe it, and that settles both. If God said it, well, God said that he made me more than a conqueror. Now, sometimes as people, you know, you got a lot of people go to church but don't believe a half of what God says in his word. See, God's word is not like a man's word, even though he is a man. So you're saying, what do you mean God's word is different from a man's word when you say he's like man? Well, if he's like man, is his words like man? No. God's word is when he says something, backs up what he says. Not only does he back up what he says, but 100% all the time, when he says something, he does what he says. 100%. 100% all the time. He never misses. His promise to us, every time we go through something and every time we need something from him, he tells us how we can attain those things. He tells us that if we need anything from him, the first thing he says is ask. And when he says ask, he tells us, how do we do this thing? Ask in prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is communication between God and man. Prayer is a way of communicating with the one that made the heavens and the earth. Now, somebody asked the question, well, I don't believe that prayer works, because when every time I pray, it don't work. Well, if it doesn't work, then you need to find out why it doesn't work. See, when you say it doesn't work and don't know why it doesn't work, it's just like something breaking down in your house. You want to know why that thing went out. You want to know why the refrigerator went out. You want to know why the lights went out. You know, you want to know why it's not working properly. But sometimes when it comes down to prayer, people say, well, you know, I pray, but it ain't never did nothing for me. Well, maybe it didn't do nothing for you because the way you perceive prayer. Well, I just pray. Well, you got to do more than just pray. The Bible says in the book of James, it says, when you pray, pray in faith, nothing wavering. Meaning, you know, you're going to doubt before you pray. Ain't no need in asking because you ain't going to get anything. That's probably why you ain't received nothing. If you go in with a bad attitude and saying, well, you know, I don't know if it works or not. You got to know it works. What's the use in calling on somebody that knows about plumbing if you feel that they can't fix it? Ain't no need calling the plumber. Believe the man can fix your problem. If he can't fix your problem, you need to get somebody that you depend on, somebody that you know that can fix it and get the job done. See when you have that relationship with God, you know that he always deliver on what he says. If he said it, I believe it, and that settles the whole thing. When you say that, that means you have a confident attitude. Oh yeah, I have a confident attitude in knowing that God will come through for me when I pray and ask him. See, God want us to be people that are folks that have confidence in their God. God want us to have a strong persuasion that what he says is going to come true. See, you got to know without any doubt, without any uncertainty, you got to be confident in God's ability. You take him at what he says. You don't have to second guess God. You don't have to question God, because the thing about it is when he does something, he delivers on what he says. Now, this, let me just pause for a second and say this. Now, if you're praying something that is not the will of God, there might be a reason why you ain't never got it. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, the Bible says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. Did you notice what it just says? Praying according to his will. See, God don't answer anything that is not his will. It's just like kids asking their mother for stuff that they want, but the mother knows they ain't ready for, and it ain't no good for them. And sometimes the kid still cries because he doesn't care if it ain't good for him. He don't care if it's not meant for him to have. He just want it. That's how some people do when they pray. I want what I want when I want it. And sometimes we think God is Santa Claus. Santa Claus, oh yeah. Santa Claus, when you, they say if you be good, Santa Claus will bring you some presents for Christmas. That's what you tell your kids. Well, it don't work that way. Prayer is your communication between you and God. But if you want God to move on your behalf, you have to have a strong persuasion that something that you strongly and truly believe. You must know to be fact without any doubt or any proof that God is going to answer your prayer. Because God always answers prayers when people operate in their faith. If God said something, well, the question would be is, what is God saying to me? If God say, what would you mean if God say something? Well, let's put it this way. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, the Bible tells us he'll make us the head and not the tail. In other words, he say, I'll cause you to always be on the top and never on the bottom. If God said, I believe it. And that settles the whole thing. I don't have to sit here and while I'm listening to somebody and trying to figure out what the person is going to do. All I know is he said, I'll make you always on top and never on the bottom. But there's something that you have to do to be always on the top and never on the bottom. What is that? That is having faith in him, being obedient to his word, and meeting the condition to what he says about that and what you're trying to get from him. See, the Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, he says, so also will be the word that I speak. It will not fail to do what I plan for it to do. It will do everything I send it to do. God said that. He said, well, he said, my word is always, will never fail. My word, you can never put my word against me. If I say something, I will do it. Now just remember this. He may not come when you want him, but I promise you, he's always on time. What do you mean he don't come when you want him? In other words, sometimes he doesn't come the time that you might pray, and it might not seem like the thing is working because he didn't move as quick as you wanted him to move. Because you want things like a microwave, you know, you want it just like that. And some things you ain't going to get like that. So some things you're going to have to wait on God to receive. But you still have to have faith in our God. The Bible says in the scripture in Joshua 21:46, not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass. In other words, the Bible says when God told the children of Israel that he promised them something, he said every word that he made to them never failed. At all, every word he said to them, every promise he said to them came to pass. He did what he said he was going to do. That's why you got to trust God. Trust God for what? When you're sick, trust God for your healing. Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for your transgression, bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes you heal. He says you heal. Well, you say I'm healed, but I'm still feeling this. Lord, I don't care what I feel. If God tell me I'm healed, and I know he told me, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Who report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord, because God says my word have never failed. Every word I ever said always came to pass. And God is saying to you, trust me. Keep your eyes upon me. Keep your focus on me. And let me fix the problem situation. Don't allow the devil to put in your mind. And I wonder, you know, if things ever going to come. If God said it, it's going to happen. That's why I got the title. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles the whole thing. Ain't no question. I'm not nervous. I'm not worried, because if God says something, according to Numbers 23:19, God is not a man he should lie, neither the son of man he may repent, for have he said it, will he not do it? If he's spoken it, will he not make it good? Let me tell you something. You can always count on God. You know why? He won't let you fall. He won't fail you, because there is no failure in our God. Let me play this song, and it says, this song says, I won't let you fall. yes, 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 yes. I won't let you fall. Boy, I tell you what. If you just lean on me, you will not fall. If you just lean on me, God says, I won't let you fall. Take me at my word. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles the whole thing. If God said it, he said he ain't going to let you fall. So the question is, if he say he ain't going to let you fall, then you need to lean on him. When you say, lean on him. When you don't know what to do, lean on him. When people talk about you, lean on him. When your family walk out on you, lean on him. When you don't know to do, when your kids is being rebellious and the kids is on drugs and you're going through all kinds of turmoil, when you're stressed out and don't know what to do, lean on him. He won't let you fall. Because if he said it, I believe it, and that settles the whole thing. That is a word for somebody that's listening to me. You will not fall if you lean on me. God is saying to you. Well, let me play this other song dedicated. If God says, I ain't gonna let you fall, then I need to know that it's God is on my side.
Some days are weary.
Some days weary.
And you can't see your way.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
And don't you think.
So wipe the tears from your
eyes.
Here's the reason why. Miss Leandria Johnson.
Don't
single women out here tonight. Let me tell you, hold on. Look at your neighbor, single women, and say, God will get rid of your bozo so he can send you your bo ass.
Yes, hold on. God is on your side. Well, I tell you, this is for somebody that's listening to us by the way of radio, internet radio. If you're going through anything, God is saying to you, hold on, because God is on your side. Yeah, when you're discouraged, hold on. When you're ready to walk out the door and never come back of your marriage, hold on. Is on your side. What do you mean God is on my side? He want to fix the problem for you. He want to bring you out of the situation. The Bible tells us, is there anything too hard for our God? No. There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is keep on believing him. And guess what? As you trust him and believe him, he will bring you out of every problem and situation. As he tells us in the scripture, is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for our God to do. God is able to bring you out of the situation. He's able to bring you out of every problem, all the stress that you've been going through. All he says to you, hold on. On your side. You know what I love about God? He never leaves us. We think he does, but he never leaves us. According to my Bible, I would say he will never leave you nor he forsake you. Oh no, he won't forsake you. He'll be there when others leave you. And I'm pretty sure you know there was times in your life that you thought people would be there for you. And some of them never there. When you're going through your lowest, you know somebody's going to stand there and be with you. And God says, all I'm saying to you, hold on. Because I am on your side. And not only am I on your side, but I'm not going to allow you to fall. I know you look like you're ready to fall. I know things look like it's falling apart. But you keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. I pray that what we have said here today have been a blessing to you. And let me just say, if you desire prayer, you can always call the prayer line. The telephone number is 803-766-0335.
7-6-0-3-3-5. Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God. your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Yes, every praise is to our God. Well, one good thing we know that anybody can praise God when they get $10,000 in their pocket. But can you praise God when it seems like your back is against the wall and you don't know what to do? What do you do when you just don't know what to do? Well, I tell you what you do. Hey, you give God what's due to him. That is the glory, the honor, and the praise, because all of the glory, all of the honor belongs to our God. And you remember that when you're going through, you don't know what's going to happen. Remember that you keep a smile on your face, because God will fix it for you. Remember those words. Well, praise God. Thank God for the opportunity to be able to come here on this radio show to minister to those that are going through. And it doesn't matter what the problem is. If you got a problem, God has the answer to heal your deep hurt. All you need to do is trust him and believe him. Now, don't forget now, you can always call in for when you have a testimony. The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. That telephone number right here at the station is
try to hang when it seems my hope is lost. You got my witness, they'll hold you up. And in the process, they'll fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't help but faith. And we gon' make them out.
To not be gone the way you think it's gone. Whatever you do, hang on in there. Don't throw in the towel. Remember that God is on your side. And remember that God says, I won't let you fall. Well, I want to thank God for every one of you again for listening to us. And I pray that inspirational message has been a blessing to you. Well, my time is up here, and I want to thank you again for listening to us. Remember now, the prayer line is always open, and you can say it several times because we want you to know that we care about you. The telephone number is 803-766-0335. You can call that number if you desire prayer. You need someone to talk to. We're here for you and to believe God for your miracle. Well, until tomorrow, may God bless you real good. Have a great day, and I pray that God's blessings will be upon you and your family.
God cares.
God cares for you.
Jesus.